Brown Bear mauls a backcountry snowboarder near Chilkoot Lake, and White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad lays off 27 employees in Skagway. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories are up next. A Haines man is recovering from injuries after being mauled by a brown bear near Chilkoot Lake over the weekend. State troopers say he was attacked after encountering a bear den while backcountry snowboarding with two others. The bear attacked Haines resident Bartek Pietschel Saturday afternoon while he was climbing a mountainside with a group of friends about 10 miles northwest of Haines. State troopers say the group unknowingly came upon a den occupied by a brown bear sow and possibly some cubs about 1,600 feet above Chilkoot Lake. Alaska Department of Fish and Game biologist Carl Koch says it can be very difficult to spot a bear den, particularly in the middle of winter. And although bears are less active during the winter, they aren't asleep the whole time.
They are very lethargic. Their body temperature does drop, but they are absolutely capable of being disturbed in a den site. So it's just not like they're in this immobile state.
The sow exited the den and mauled Pietschel before leaving the area. The attack left him unable to walk back downhill. The other skiers in the group used a satellite communication device to call for help. Due to the remoteness of the area and the steep terrain, state troopers requested assistance from the U.S. Coast Guard. A Jayhawk helicopter crew from Air Station Sitka responded to transport the man to a hospital. The skiers provided GPS coordinates and used brightly colored fabric to signal the helicopter as it approached. The air crew successfully hoisted Pietschel into the helicopter and provided medical care while in transit. According to Koch, it is unlikely that Fish and Game will try to find the bear that mauled Pietschel because it was acting defensively, not aggressively.
It would be very tricky to get to logistically, and since it's not an aggressive bear, we're going to let well enough alone and probably a good idea for folks to stay out of the area.
State troopers say Pietschel is being treated at a hospital in Anchorage. He suffered a broken arm, puncture wounds, and other injuries. Sources close to him say he is now stable and may be discharged as early as Tuesday. A GoFundMe page has been created to support Pietschel's recovery. Visit khns.org for a link to donate. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha. Skagway's largest private employer announced over the weekend it's laying off 27 employees. As KHNS's Claire Strempel reports, White Pass and Yukon Route told some of its Skagway-based workforce their jobs had been eliminated.
White Pass and Yukon Route, the tourist railroad that runs trains up 67 miles of historic track, sent a letter on February 5th to its employees with dire news. It was abolishing 27 jobs. Many of the employees had worked for the tourist rail for decades, including Jackie Schaefer, who cleaned the coaches for 20 years.
I got a phone call that my job was gone, that they would no longer keep us even on the books, and that I could reapply when jobs opened back up.
She says she's losing her company insurance and wasn't ready to retire. So she's grateful her husband is still employed at White Pass.
My unemployment will run for a while, and then I'm going to be forced into retirement because I don't have another job. There are no jobs here, and we are not moving.
She says she feels let down, but says that's the danger of having an economy dependent on one sector.
You know, our city has put us in a position where we put all of our eggs in one basket, you know, and now we're paying for it. So tourism is at the top of our list, and now we're paying for that.
Skagway's elected officials say there are no easy answers.
You know, we're going to have to figure out some really outside-of-the-box ways to survive as a community.
Mayor Andrew Cremata says the layoffs underscore how badly Skagway needs to find employment for its year-round residents. Skagway's economy is reliant on tourism, and most tourists access the remote town via cruise ships. Skagway lost most of its leisure and hospitality jobs between June of 2019 and June of 2020, when the cruise season was effectively canceled by restrictions and port closures. This month, Canada announced it was extending its closure of ports to large cruise ships into early next year. That canceled another Alaska cruise season.
the economy is already devastated. You know, I look at this situation from a more holistic perspective. You know, we need jobs here. That is the number one thing. The only way we're going to survive into a 2022 season is if we keep people here in Skagway.
Representatives from White Pass declined to interview, but released a statement on Saturday saying the company was doing what it could to survive. It pointed to the devastating effects the pandemic has had on Skagway's economy. The Tour Railroad is jointly owned by Survey Point Holdings in Ketchikan and Carnival Corporation. The railroad declined to answer questions about its losses due to the pandemic. The company hasn't said whether it will operate the tourist railroad without cruise ships this year. The municipality of Skagway will hold a town hall meeting at 7 p.m. on Wednesday to discuss the economic hardship from a second season without cruise visitors. For KHNS, I'm Claire Strempel.
The entire Southeast Alaska Panhandle will experience very cold temperatures this week, with wind chill warnings issued for the Upper Lynn Canal. Cody Moore, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Juneau, says temperatures will range from 0 to 5 degrees below in Haines, Skagway, Gustavus, and Juneau. All other communities in Southeast Alaska, from Yakutat to Metlakatla and everywhere else in between, will experience temperatures down to the low teens and single digits.
It's going to last through the week. Tuesday and Wednesday are going to be the coldest days. Then we have a slight moderating trend through the weekend. However, temperatures are still expected to remain below freezing.
Winds will be gusting in White Pass north of Skagway, prompting wind chills as low as 60 below. Wind chills in downtown Juneau will be as low as 40 below.
Bundle up, dress well. I mean, and if you have to be outside, just make sure you're taking the necessary precautions for dealing with this cold weather. Just know that in as little as 30 minutes that frostbite can occur, especially when wind chills are as low as negative 25.
Moore says a high pressure system over northwest Canada is forcing cold air to flow toward a low pressure system in the Gulf of Alaska. He also says the colder and drier conditions may be helped by a cool La Nina ocean pattern now underway in the Pacific Ocean. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also listen to the news anywhere you get your podcasts.